When I was in the fifth standard, no, the only thing I wanted was to be tall. See, all the girls giggle. All the guys are like, don't talk about this shit, bro. He forgot about it, no? It's like the biggest conflict that guys had. The first conflict the guys had. Because at a very young age, guys know that women like guys who are tall. Yeah, it's okay, it's a preference. It's a non-negotiable preference. See, you can lose weight. Can't become taller. So when you're in the fifth standard, as kids, before puberty hits, you start negotiating with Mother Nature. It's like, okay, just make me 6 to 6'5", that'll be great. 5'10 also, I'll manage. Just don't make me 5'4", okay? And then puberty hits and all your friends start growing taller. You're like, wait for me! And they grow taller and they block out the sun and you just stand in the darkness. So I got the middle deal. I'm 5'10", so I lucked out, okay? But my friends got stuck at, okay, I'm 5'9". And my friends got stuck at, okay, 5'8". At 5'4", my friend got stuck and I felt bad for him. Because short guys have a tough life. The word chintu was invented to bully short people. Chintu stands for chin to flow distance. Yes. Let's clap for bullying. Right now, when I'm talking about short guys, tall guys with the short film, like, he's talking about you, bro. You think he doesn't know? Oh, yeah. I thought I was bullied in school because of my personality. It's hard being a short guy. And you can't compare a short guy's problem with short girls. If you compare short guys with tall women have it equally hard. Especially in India. Because guys are short. So they have to compromise in their partners. Can I get same height? No, not available. That stock is over. They can't wear high heels also. They wear high heels, they look like a CCTV camera. Don't steal that, I can see. So they only have two options. Either become a supermodel or die alone. That's the only two options they have. You can't compare short guys with short girls because short girls have an amazing life. Yeah, and they're the most annoying people I've met ever. Why does everyone cheer for this? Every show, I just can't stand them. The short girls are like, oh my God, I'm so small, I'm so cute. It's like, yeah, we get it. My hand is so small, she's so small. Yeah, it's proportionate to your body, so it's... You know, I got this dress from the kids section. Then stay there, no? How can your entire personality be this? But with more passion, I dislike tall guys. Yes, can't stand tall guys. Tall guys, oh man, no personality. Tall guys, no personality. I'll explain why. Tall guys have zero personality because if you have to develop a personality, an individual has to face adversity, okay? So when adversity hits, you change, you evolve, you adapt, and you develop a personality. But if you're tall, you can see adversity coming from far. So you just dodge it. And you don't grow only. Tall guys put no effort. A tall guy enters the room just like... The meeting is here, what? Dude, you're like 2 hours late. But I'm tall. When I'm saying tall, I'm saying 6 to 6'5". If you're above 6'5", please leave our planet. You're scaring the children. Children, mommy, what is that? I don't know, it's just a shadow. I don't know where it's coming. Help Elon uncle with something. Go find Chandrayaan, dude. Just do something. Just be useful. We need to find shit and help us out. I can't empathize with them. They have no problems. Like, I ask a tall guy, what's your problem? He's like, Kenny, when I sit in a bus, no. My knees hurt. in the car, no, I have to sit in the best seat, otherwise I can't manage. Yeah. Why don't you walk home? Anyway, 5 steps will take, no? And I noticed this weird phenomena is my auntie from Kerala. It's true. In college, there was this phenomena where really tall guys, like 6'7", date really short girls, like 4'2". So I'm like, what is this weird meal combo? What's a capital letter doing with an italics? I'm like, who's doing the formatting here? I couldn't understand, like, what's the thinking behind it? Like, if I'm a tall guy, I'm like, I want a partner who feels like a handbag. And if I'm a short girl, like, I want a partner who's like a street lamp. And I feel bad for the short girl because she has to do all the heavy lifting. Jan! What do you want to eat?
Huh? Who's that? Who's that?
Babe? Babe! I'll have a shawarma. Babe, I can't sit for too long, my knees hurt. But tall guys give the best hugs, huh? They do. I remember my first tall guy hug. Yeah, it was nice. I was playing basketball with a bunch of tall guys. Don't do that, it's the worst thing you can do. And I fell, and this tall guy caught me. I don't know how, he was on the other side of the court. So he just like reached and just caught me. And it was an amazing hug, dude. It's like an IMAX 7.1 surround sound, endless hug. There was an echo inside, like, hello, hello, hello. My grandfather was there, like, Tataji, what the? Because it's very boring to hug short people. When you hug short people, you get distracted because you can see so much. Do you want water? Hey, we better move on. There's a tsunami coming from Thailand. Tsunami. So please be kind to short guys and tall women. Tall guys, just run away from them. And if you see a short girl, just go! Hey!
Stream Kenny Sebastian, the most interesting person in the room, only on Netflix.